and the happiest of Wednesdays to all Hank fans and family who celebrate
it. It's why we love today.
I love it.
Almost done with May. Finally, 28th day of the fifth month of 2025. 148 into 17 left to go. 18 until Father's Day.
Aww. We've got spirit.
39 left until Independence Day. Today is, don't tell me it's not summertime, it's flip-flop day.
Have fun in the summertime.
It's all about the fun.
Don't knock summer for like 21 days.
It's National Brisket Day.
Oh, an institution.
That we can all agree on. International Hug a Musician Day.
That's so special.
Yeah, the Van Cliburn ramping up for the finals this weekend. You can go find one of the pianists and give them a hug.
Fine. I mean, it's kind of hard to hug someone when they're playing the piano, but I'll give it a try.
And it's National Hamburger Day.
Ooh, it's kind of, I mean, if it is hot fun in the summertime, isn't it always Hamburger Day? I mean, they're in power rotation in my house.
Some say it's not. Some say it's not.
Okay.
I don't know who, but
Heather Lee.
Some say it's not. By the way, in a recent poll, and this is troubling, America's favorite hamburger, it's not the cheeseburger, it's not bacon burger.
Oh, what is it?
The chicken burger has risen to the ranks of number one.
How did that happen?
We used to be a proper country, Heather. It used to be.
So I have so many questions. Is it like the ground chicken or is it like the chicken patty?
If only we had the technology that could possibly answer questions.
Can you show me
on the fly? Okay. Not sure. Right. Engineering might have the password, though.
Ah.
On this date in history, things happened. 1897, Jell-O was introduced.
Jiggly fun.
On this date in 1928, the Dodge Brothers and Chrysler merged. Way back in 28, man.
Without the Plymouth, just Dodge Chrysler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Plymouth was the odd. Plymouth, they thought it was summer.
Hot fun in the summertime.
But it wasn't yet. On this date in 1929, the world's first talking color movie, On with the Show, was released in theaters.
Ooh.
Find it at your local Nickelodeon.
Did they beat Tom Cruise in the weekend box office, too?
Probably. It was a live-action reenactment of a previous animated film.
Sorry, Tom.
On this date in 1937, Volkswagen. It's a good day for founding automobile places. Volkswagen was founded. It was over there in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they found it.
Just put the engine in the back.
On this date in theaters, speaking of, 1982, Rocky III opens up in theaters.
That was 43 years ago.
Rocky III. That was, that's when they, okay, that's when they're friends, him and Apollo Creed. Because Drago would show up. And if he dies, he dies.
Oh.
That's how it goes. Also, the next year in theaters, and this bird, number one, on this date in 1983. From Flashdance.
It's Believin'. Take your passion.
You know, this has a similar theme of, like, most Kelly Clarkson music.
Yeah.
If you're at an intersection by yourself, you will crank this up. It doesn't matter what gender, role of life you're in. And you feel like $1 million.
And then you go home and you put on your leg warmers. And
it's all over.
Tear up your sweatshirts. And what in the world did I just do?
Or you peel out too fast and get pulled over immediately. On this date, unfortunately, very unfortunate, 1998, we lost the great Phil Hartman. It was on this date. Hey, happy a wedding anniversary to Tony Romo and Candace Crawford.
Aww.
And very sadly, on this date in 2016, R.I.P. Harambe. He would have been 81 today. So we're going to find any excuse possible to play Gary Stewart. Gary Stewart's birthday today.
Birthday
time. Elsewhere, birthday cakes on a Wednesday. 61 today. Really good songwriter. Piano player. Phil Vassar. 61.
Is he at the Clyburn?
No, but he should be.
Okay.
He should be. There was one guy at the Clyburn that had to bow out of the competition. He sat down at the keys, and he froze. He just sat there for like 2 minutes And then he looked at his palms, just raised them upright, and just stared at it. And he just melted down right there. And then walked off the stage.
That's so
that was
sad.
The end of it. I know, right?
This is why he needs a hug. It's Huggin' Musician Day. Come on by Sundance Square. Auntie Heather'll figure it out.
Happy summer, kid.
Hot fun in the summertime.
All right, birthdays. 39 today. He is a visionary, revolutionary. He is Seth Rollins.
Visionary.
That's what he is.
Okay.
Yeah, WWE's own.
I'm sorry.
Michael Orr. He is the subject of that Blindside movie with Bullock and stuff, and we all found out it's probably not completely true. 39. Colby Calais is a singer. She's 40. Hey, Duck Dynasties. Jep Robertson is 47 today. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is 48. She used to be a thing. Little Marco. Marco Rubio is 54 today.
Aw, happy birthday, Marco.
Little Marco. Kylie Minogue is 57. The greatness of CCR's John Fogerty, the other CCR.
Put me in,
80
coach.
Today. Patch Adams, the original one, 80. And Gladys Knight, pipless, but 81. There you go.